people going places and doing things in the Kenai Peninsula come from all over the world with the intention of visiting the Russian Orthodox Church in Kenai. Now, since I've known her and have seen the rebuilt over the last 50 years and the historical designation of the Russian Orthodox, that's been Dorothy Gray's been out there. And she's just given a great lecture about the new display that's on Russian history over at the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center. Dorothy, when did you first start getting involved with the restoration and the designation of our Russian Orthodox Church?
When I moved here in 1978, I immediately went to the Kenai Russian Orthodox Church because I am a member of the church. I was born and baptized in the Orthodox Church back in upstate New York. My grandparents were immigrants from Slovakia.
Now, the historic designation is one of, I understand, 50 in the state?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the church wasn't in the shape that it was, that it is now. Back then, it was deteriorating, and I remember seeing that the picket fence was, you know, kind of going away. But now you have accomplished a lot. Was it through the designation or just through the generosity of the church and the community?
Both. We've had great support from the city of Kenai over the years and all the efforts that we've put into restoring the church. We've also been thankful to have received grants, federal and state grants, from being a national historic landmark that have made a big difference.
So it also became part of our host culture back when the missionaries originally came. I saw some of your data that was very impressive. Over 1,400 Dena'ina people were baptized at that church.
Yes, yes. And it's very amazing of what the priest accomplished. That, and then starting schools, which is still, as an educator myself, I just found that to be really such an important thing to have done in the 1800s. I love it.
And some of the things that are on display for people to come here and see, even though they may have missed your lecture?
Yes, the bell from the original schoolhouse from the 1800s, the benches, the little seats from the schoolhouse, a display of the Orthodox icons that Danielle has put together is just fascinating what she's done.
Now, I remember hearing about the bell disappearing, and it was kind of almost a mystical thing. Was the mystery ever solved, and how did it come back into being?
We don't know. It sort of mysteriously reappeared many, like 20 or 30 years later, and was delivered, I think, here to either the chamber office or to the visitor center, and now it's on display. It's great to have it back.
Nobody ever took credit for having found it or returned it?
No, I think they were afraid to, probably.
So maybe originally it was stolen?
It's possible. It's very possible.
We don't know.
We don't know.
A very interesting display. If people want to not only see the display, how long is it going to be up? But if people want to know more about the church, you've also digitized and created a lot of history that is really neat because that's going to go on into perpetuity.
Yes, we have on our church website, we have a list of church history as far as we know it from the University of Alaska archives and also from the priest journals that are digitally available from the Library of Congress.
And what about the future as far as maintaining and this historical designation?
Well, that's going to be up to the next generation. But
you've done your part.
I've done my. I am encouraging the youth of our church to get involved as much as they can.
And is it open for special occasions and holidays and services that people are welcome to come to?
They're welcome to come anytime. We are not a cross-communicant church, so you do have to be baptized Orthodox to receive communion. But otherwise, we have hundreds of people who come and visit, especially in the summer. They're just curious about the interior of the church and the service itself.
It's become a designation for tourists who come from all over the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have any idea how many times it's been photographed?
Oh, and painted. We have so many original paintings out there and photographs that from people. It's one of the most highly photographed spots on the Kenai, the church and the little chapel.
Certainly a jewel of the Kenai, and it's going to go on into the future because of the work you've done. Thank you, Dorothy, for what you've done in organizing all of that. The Kenai Russian display is now open for you to come and see some of those historical things and maybe even touch an otter fur. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-preserved sound of KSRM.